1. Rima. Rima Bamani ran through the trees. Her heart pounded and her body sang with adrenaline. Normally, she wasn't the most sure-footed runner under the best of circumstances, but tonight the ground seemed to sail beneath her feet almost effortlessly. The velvety stillness of the clear November night was interrupted only by the plumes of Rima's heated breath and the sound of whatever was crashing after her through the woods. It was something big, big enough to kick up the scent of the pine needles and make the earth tremble beneath its strides. A glow appeared ahead, turning the trees in front of her into skeletal silhouettes. She broke through into a clearing and was relieved to find herself in the campground, although she wasn't exactly sure why. Rima flung herself forward with a burst of speed she hadn't known she had left. The area was empty, but for the cold fire pit and the small wooden cabins that surrounded it. She hadn't wanted to find help, though, only shelter. What was she running from, and why wasn't she tired from her exertions? She couldn't remember. It was all very strange. What was she even doing out in the middle of the night? Rima slipped into the closest cabin, hoping she could hide and figure it out. But before she could collect her thoughts, the door burst open again. A man filled the threshold, his shoulders almost too wide to allow him entry. Magnum. Relief flooded her veins at the appearance of the man she longed to make her own. Rima held herself perfectly still, refusing to cower before his strength, refusing to beg for the love she needed. Oh, how patient she had been, waiting for his touch. She had watched both her friends join with their intended mates, all the while the enormous, silent presence of Magnum was by her side, watching, waiting. She could feel the heat of his desire for her pressing at the space between them. But the big man never acknowledged it. Only at the oddest times would he come to find her and suddenly embrace her, burying his face in her hair, clutching her close to him as if they were the last two creatures in the world. And then just as quickly, he would let her go, disappearing back into himself and leaving her confused and wanting. But it was better than nothing. Rima tried to control her ragged breathing. Magnum took two steps forward and swept her into his strong embrace. His body was so big, so warm. Rima rested her cheek against his chest, praying he would hold on to her for more than a moment this time. She dared not wish for more than to be allowed to listen to his heartbeat. He took her cheek in his hand and lifted her chin until she was looking into his eyes. He gazed back at her, his expression heated. His eyes were hazel. She had always thought they were brown, but he hardly ever made eye contact. After months of scrutinizing his downturned lashes, Rima searched his eyes hungrily. If they were truly the windows to his soul, she wanted to climb inside. She was tired of waiting for him to open a door. "Rima," he whispered. And then his other hand was sliding down her back, roving over her posterior, pulling her against him. Rima heard herself moan lightly. Magnum closed his beautiful eyes, leaned in and kissed her until she saw stars. He lifted her effortlessly, and she wrapped her legs around his waist as he carried her over to the cot in the corner. He laid her down gently. She had only an instant to wonder why the wool blanket was clean and soft instead of dusty and scratchy. Then Magnum was on top of her, caging her body with his, ravaging her mouth with savage kisses as he pressed himself hard and hot against her. She forgot everything, even her own name, in the heady rush of desire. Suddenly she had too many nerve endings, and they were all crying out with sensation. The cold air, the heated kiss, the ache in her breasts, the milk between her legs, the scent of Magnum, like leather and musk as he moved lower, and the shadow of stubble on his jaw abraded her cheeks, her neck, the hollow of her throat. He nuzzled between her breasts, nipping at her through the thin cotton fabric of her dress. Rima whimpered and sank her fingers into his biceps. He dragged hot kisses down her bodice, slowly moving lower. Rima squeezed her eyes shut, feeling shy but praying he wouldn't stop. Suddenly his warm mouth was gone. Rima opened her eyes. Magnum had pulled back. He was gazing down at her belly, his handsome face marred by a horrified expression. She wanted to ask him what was wrong, but for some reason she couldn't speak. Then she saw the blood on his chest and tried to scream. No sound came out.